Montmorency is a rural K-8 school district of just around 230 kids in Whiteside County. They've had an opening for a special education teacher for about a month. They've only had three teachers apply so far.
We had the special ed position open for 2 weeks before I even had an applicant.
That is Alex Moore. He's the superintendent of Montmorency. He also went to school here. In fact, in his words, he grew up around two cornfields away.
And at that point, I was actually seeking out people myself. Yeah, you hate to have to do it, but you have to do a little bit of recruiting. You have to recruit maybe even educators from other districts and sell them on what a smaller district has to offer.
70 miles northeast is Rockford. Their public schools serve just over 28,000 students. They're also struggling to find teachers, especially for positions like special ed. At the beginning of the 2018-19 school year, they had 18 unfilled positions in special ed. That's according to the State Board of Education. Earlier this year, the Illinois Association of Superintendents of Schools released a statewide survey illustrating how the teacher shortage issue has grown worse. 85% of surveyed districts say the shortage has been a problem for them, whether small or large. That's up 6% from last year. Lee County has been especially hard hit. Bob Songeroth is the regional superintendent of Lee, Ogle, and Whiteside counties. He said it's not just Lee that's struggling, but everyone, and especially rural districts.
There's two reasons for it. One is that sometimes their pay is lower. The other thing is that a few years back, probably five or six years now, the state of Illinois changed the way that they license teachers.
The most openings across education statewide are in special education along with foreign language teachers. Some openings are more surprising, like for art or music teachers. In the past, districts have been shuttering those programs, and prospective teachers were shying away from those fields. Songeroth says things are beginning to change, which poses a unique problem.
And so now that we're starting to be able to reinstate those programs, there's no teachers out there.
Matt Zedeker is the chief human resources officer at Rockford Public Schools. He says the same problem exists in big districts like Rockford.
And so, yeah, we're looking at art, music, PE. Those are all, instead of having, 25 applicants per position, we may be only having 10. Or five. Even in general elementary education, where you'd see 80 people apply, we're seeing 20 apply.
Rockford and other more urban districts also face a lack of diversity among teachers. Zedeker says that's a problem that should be talked about more.
Our students of color now are the majority versus, our white students. And to have students maybe go through our system and never have a teacher that looks like them is impactful.
Back at Montmorency, the student population has also changed, but Superintendent Moore says it's not demographics as much as it is sheer numbers.
One of the biggest things that's changed, I can tell you from the time I was here as a student until now, is the number of students. So when I was here, there were 450 students as a child, and now we're at like 230. So you kind of see that mass exodus of Illinois, and we've really seen that.
Songeroth says the state is starting to take steps to help the situation. He says the new evidence-based funding formula is a good step. Among other things, he'd also like to see testing for incoming teachers overhauled. Alex Moore hopes the state doesn't go through with the $40,000 teacher minimum salary. He says it puts an unfair burden on smaller districts and doesn't consider cost of living variance.
That sounds all great, fine and dandy, but smaller districts like us, that's going to put a load on us, and we may at some point have to look at ways to cut costs.
Songeroth is also concerned that the teacher shortage could exacerbate society's already souring perception of teachers.
It seems like the teachers get the blame for everything. Teachers get the blame for the budget crisis because of the pension fund. It's not the teacher's fault that the state legislature didn't make their contribution over the last 30 years or 40 years.
Since Songeroth's remarks, an anonymous death threat was sent to several Illinois legislators in a public radio station. It threatens anyone who would receive a state pension and says that would include public school teachers. Despite the state's efforts to try and curb the issue, district surveys said they believe the shortage will get worse in the next few years. I'm Peter Medlin.